There's been a full schedule of events for St. Patrick's Day and the Good Friday anniversary in Washington throughout the week. And today we'll hear more about President Biden's visit to Ireland next month. However, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has had to apologise for remarks he made about his time as a Washington intern during the Clinton presidency, as I've been hearing from our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
Yeah, as he was making remarks to the Washington Ireland programme, which is a very useful programme, it's been running for a couple of decades now. Mr. Varadkar himself, a participant on it, worked as an intern on Capitol Hill for a congressman there 23 years ago, and reminding the audience of that and saying at that time, perhaps not every parent thought it was a good idea for their kid to be on an intern programme. Seemed like a joke at the time, but it's seem to have gone down rather badly for a number of reasons, not the least of which being that the Clintons, Bill and Hillary, are due to visit Ireland next month for the commemoration of the Good Friday Agreement 25 years on. And so that conjunction was seen as not being felicitous. So the Taoiseach's press department issued a statement apologising for it and saying at the Washington Ireland programme event today, the Taoiseach was reminiscing about his time as an intern. He made an ill-judged, off-the-cuff remark, which he regrets. He apologises for any offence caused to anyone concerned. End of statement from the Taoiseach. Obviously, 23 years ago, or 25 years ago, things were a bit different. It was, of course, the big story in Washington at the time. I remember being sent here as a reporter to help our correspondent at the time and covering those impeachment hearings for Bill Clinton. And on the way home at the airport, noticed that they were selling T-shirts with White House intern program stamped on the front of them. So it was all a big laugh then, but perhaps not such a big laugh now.
So Sean, take us through the agenda for St. Patrick's Day today in Washington.
Always a busy schedule on St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Week. And in fact, they call it Irish American Heritage Month here in America. So a lot of things going on and a lot of people from all over the place piling into Washington, renewing their contacts and acquaintances. But for the politicians, the big set piece events that take place today start off at 7:30 in the morning with a breakfast at the U.S. Naval Observatory, which is the official residence of the vice president. So Kamala Harris will receive the Taoiseach and they will have a breakfast meeting. And then he will drive down into the federal district and go to the White House, where he'll have a meeting in the Oval Office, a bilateral meeting with President Biden. That will be the main serious, heavy political work with the administration. When that's over, he goes up to Capitol Hill, has a private meeting with the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, the new Speaker. They will have, a private meeting. A Speaker of the House, a very, very powerful figure in American politics, and number three in the political hierarchy here after the President and Vice President. After that, he goes into a lunch, a Speaker's lunch, attended principally by the Congressional Friends of Ireland group. The Congress itself is not in session this week. But the fact that you have Congress people, senators, representatives from around the United States traveling back into Washington on an off week just to have a lunch with a visiting politician on a Friday afternoon kind of shows the importance that they attach to St. Patrick's Week and keeping that relationship going with the old country. And then in the afternoon, the Taoiseach will return to the White House for the formal Shamrock Bowl ceremony. And a light cultural event in the White House itself, hosted by President Biden. And then in the evening, there will be a very large cultural event, a special one-off down at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts on the banks of the Potomac. That's being hosted by the Irish ambassador in front of several hundred guests and a collection of Irish cultural figures making a contribution to that night. And that will be a special one-off event to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, which is the big issue which is being talked about on this visit.
And are we expecting any more detail then today on President Biden's visit to Ireland for the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement?
We might get some additional information there, or perhaps President Biden may express an interest in going to somewhere. But from everything that I've been hearing, there's a lot of pieces that are just not nailed down about this visit. And there's obviously lobbying going on from certain counties. You can guess which ones, Louth and Mayo, and maybe a few others as well, who'd like the visit to go to them. As far as we know, those places have not been scoped out yet by Secret Service or advance parties, and that kind of work is going to presumably take place in coming weeks. But again, bear in mind the President of the United States is an extremely busy person at the best of time, and with war going on in Ukraine, this is not the best of time. So there are going to be constraints on his time and how much time he can make available for a visit like this. So we'll just have to wait and see. First thing we have to figure out is exactly when he's going to come, and again, that information tends to be fairly closely held until a couple of days before the president travels.
Sean Whelan in Washington, and we'll have more from Sean in our news coverage throughout the day.